The Money Show.
The Markets.
Nick Kunzel from Sanlam Private Wealth, please explain to me why we are all this much poorer than we were a month or two ago. Nick Kunzel, share prices have plummeted, the currency is weaker, and it just feels meh on a Friday.
Yes, evening, Bruce. Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's been one of those weeks. Like, do not look at your share portfolio today, whatever you do for the week that's just passed, because it has been a tough one. As you said, commodities have taken an absolute battering this week. A lot of share prices also. We've still got the noise coming out of China at the moment as well. And just to top it off, as you said, the Rand got smacked as well. So, yes, was not a pretty week to be in the office on the JSE.
And I just saw a figure today, the Financial Times publishing the fact that iron ore is down 20% this week, the worst week since 2008. I mean, it's as if, you know, there was nothing could ever go wrong and pushing prices up and up and up and up. And now suddenly the scenario is nothing will ever go right.
Unfortunately, yeah, look, it's always when it's a little bit doom and gloom, you probably want to step in, but that iron ore price has been quite staring in the sell-off. I mean, that was $220-odd per ton not so long ago. I'm talking a few months ago. And then early hours of this morning in China traded under $100, $99.80, I think it got to. Also, huge, huge smack. And also the other commodities as well, Bruce. I mean, things like rhodium was close on $30,000. It's now under 10. So quietly, these markets have been taking a real hammering. And I wonder if these diversified miners like Kumba, which paid out such monstrous special dividends just a month ago, might be regretting maybe keeping a little bit of spare cash on their balance sheet.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's done now. We can't take it back. A good result yesterday from the First Rand Group, and the chief executive, Adam Pullinger, being really upbeat, actually, about South Africa. Despite the market gloom and doom, they're beginning, and he used the term green shoots, and I forgave him because it's a long time since 2008, and we could do with some green shoots. But the fact that they are seeing greater loan activity, they're seeing greater economic activity, even though people feel miserable and hard done by in the South African economy, they are seeing opportunities, which I found very encouraging.
Yeah, I also read the sort of transcript and listened to him speak a couple of times since the earnings. And I thought, as a snapshot, everyone's talking about, these earnings for these banks coming off a very low base. I mean, notwithstanding the fact that it came off of the low base or not, I thought those earnings were exceptional. I mean, 56% increase in EPS. The one for me as well, Bruce, was return on equity, the nice barometer we like to look at with the banks. I mean, 18%. I think the market was looking for 16. So it was a beat on every line. And as you said, a very positive outlook. And you just hope that if we manage to get this country a little bit in order and get a bit more growth north of 4, 5, 6% eventually, you know, maybe in our lifetime, these banks are going to reap the benefits. But I did take away, it was a bit of good news. In other words, it's been a pretty tough week.
Yeah, it's not surprising. I just looked at Spurs trading update, and although they've had a much better sort of second half of the financial year versus the second half of last year, you'd struggle not to, frankly. The huge pressure and the huge restrictions and all of the sort of constraints that are put on that restaurant sector coming through loud and clear.
Yeah, I mean, there's nowhere to hide. I mean, they are literally ground zero for what's happening with the pandemic and a tough time they've had. I mean, they've literally, from one week to the next, they don't know whether they're going to be locked down 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Do they get rid of the stuff in their fridges or not? So those restaurants had a really tough time. And look, with the president moving us to level 2 last weekend, maybe there's a little bit of light in the tunnel for these restaurants, but they've had a long hill to climb.
No, we certainly do. Nick Kunzel, thank you. He is with Sanlam Private Wealth after a horrible week. It's been a tough week. Oh, by the way, Nick, before you go. AVI, 13% up on the day. Are you hearing any real gossip? We talked about it yesterday.
What did you hear? I heard a little sniff around the virtual water coolers today.
And what was your sniff?
What I've heard.
You tell me yours first.
The sniff was PepsiCo.
Now, PepsiCo has already come in and bought Pioneer Foods, and so is the speculation that PepsiCo could be looking at AVI as well. I cannot imagine our competition authorities liking that one little bit.
Sort of talk about, exactly, and talk about a bit of overlap. No, so, but look, I think it's quite encouraging. Look, SA Inc's clearly in play ever since Heineken made the bid for
Distell,
that whole sector's in play. Yeah, so interesting. Yeah, nice big solid move there.
I hadn't heard that one, and that wouldn't make much sense to me. I'd heard that we're maybe selling IJ, or INJ is buying something else, or whatever. It's all wild speculation, and the market's prepared to trade on the speculation, and we'll maybe sell on the fact. We'll see. Nick Kunze, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth.